Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Vachinanda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasudeva Gaurabhinda,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita 4, chapter 27. Vrishabham,
Vrishabham,
Yavanana,
Yavanana,
Paam,
Rane,
Rane, Virepsitam,
Virepsitam,
Bhaktim,
Padim,
Sankapas,
Sankalpa
Vai
Vai
Bhutana
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 Kila
Kila
Na
Rishyati
Rishyati Rishabham Yavananam Tvam
Rishabham Yavananam Tvam
Rune Virepsitam Patim
Rune Virepsitam Patim
Sankalpa Svai Bhutana
Sankalpa Svai Bhutana
Bhutana Kila Na Rishyati
Rishabham Yavananam Tvam Sankalpasvai Bhutanam Kutakila Narishyati Sankalpasvai Bhutanam Kutakila Narishyati
Rishabham,
Rishabham,
the best,
the best.
Yavanam,
Yavanam.
The untouchables,
of you,
Rane, I accept,
Vira,
oh great hero,
hero.
Sutam,
desire,
Patim,
Patim.
Husband,
husband.
Sankalpa,
Sankalpa,
determination,
determination.
Twai,
Twai,
unto you,
unto you.
Bhutanam,
Bhutanam,
of all living entities,
of all living entities.
Kritaha,
if done,
Kila,
certainly,
na,
never,
Rishyati, becomes baffled. Translation, approaching the king of the Yavanas, Kala Kanya, dressed in as a great hero, saying, my dear sir, you are the best of the untouchables. I am in love with you and I want you as my husband. I know that no one is baffled if he makes friends with you. Purport, the words Yavananam Rishabham refers to the king of the Yavanas. The Sanskrit words Yavanam much blind to those who do not follow the Vedic principles. According to the Vedic principle, which arrives early in the morning, take that chant Hare Krishna, offer mangal arti to the deities, study Vedic literature, take prasad and engage in dressing and decorating the deities. One must also collect money for the temple expenditures, or if one's a household, you must go to work in accordance with the prescribed duties of a Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra. In this way, one should live a life of spiritual understanding, and this is the Vedic way of civilization. One who does not follow all these rules and regulations is called a Yavana or Macha. One should not mistakenly think that these words refer to certain classes of men in other countries. There's no question of limitation according to nationalism. Whether one lives in India or outside India is called a Yavana or Lacha, who does not follow the Vedic principles. One who does not actually follow the hygienic principles prescribed in the Vedic rules and regulations will be subjected to many contagious diseases. Because the students in this Krishna consciousness movement are advised to follow the Vedic principles, they naturally become hygienic. If a person is Krishna conscious, he can work like a young man, even if he is 75 or 80 years old. Thus the daughter of Kala cannot overcome a Vaishnava. Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami engaged writing Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was very old, and he presented the most wonderful literature about the activities of Lord Chaitanya. The Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami began their spiritual lives at a very old age, that is, after they retired from their occupations and family lives. Yet they presented many valuable literatures for the advancement of spiritual life. This is confirmed by Srila Srinivas Acharya, who praised the Goswamis in this way. And offer our effectual basis from the six Goswamis, namely Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunatha Goswami, Sri Raghunatha Goswami, Sri Shri Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. We're very expert in scrutinizing and studying all the real scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus, they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. Thus, Jara, the effect of old age, is not harassing the devotee. This is because a devotee follows the instructions and determinations of Narada Muni. All devotees are in the disciplic succession stemming from Narada Muni because they worship the deity according to Narada Muni's directions, namely Narada Pancharatra or Pancharatra Vidhi. A devotee follows the principles of Pancharatra Vidhi as well as Bhagavata Vidhi. Bhagavata Vidhi includes preaching word, Shravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu, hearing and chanting the glories of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. The Pancharatra Vidhi includes Arjuna, Manandas, and Sakyamata, and Vedanam. Because the devotee rigidly follows the instructions of Narada Muni, he has no fear of old age, disease, or death. Apparently, a devotee may grow old, but he is not subject to the symptoms of defeat experienced by common man old age. Consequently, old age does not make a devotee fearful of death as a common man is fearful of death. When Jara old age takes shelter of a devotee, Kalakanya diminishes the devotee's fear. A devotee knows that after death he is going back home after Godhead, therefore he has no fear of death. Thus, instead of depressing a devotee, advanced age helps him to become fearless. Happy. Translation: approaching the king of the Yavanas, Kalakanya addressed him as a great hero, saying, "My dear sir, you are the best of the untouchables. I'm in love with you and I want you as my husband. I know that there is no one baffled at the make friends with you." So, here again we have a further description of Kalakanya, who is actually Jara, old age. And as we see, she afflicts everybody in the material world. She approaches everyone. She approached Narada Muni, but she could not touch Narada Muni. But Narada Muni also is a Shaktivesh avatar anyway, so like the forms of the Lord, he is impervious to influence of material time. However, everybody in the material world, at least the bodies, are subject to old age and death. All the bodies, material bodies in the material world are subject to this. That is why here, she says she's going around approaching everybody. Narada Muni is describing how she is approaching everybody. And finally she accepts King of the Yavanas as her husband. Well, I think here is time and death like that. So the two things go together very appropriately for materialists, people who identify with the body. Death and old age are two things which are feared by the materialists because they don't want to get an old body or to give up their body. A person like Narada Muni or the devotees who take shelter of Narada Muni, on the other hand, they are free of fear of death and old age. Of course, we cannot say that they don't get old and the body doesn't deteriorate and they must give up their body. That is so. But they are not subject to the fear of death in old age, which is the subject for materialists, people who are attached to their bodies. So that was represented by the fact that Narada Muni could not be touched by Jara. She couldn't interfere with him. He was impervious to it. So he was impervious to old age and death simply because of his position as a Shaktivesh avatar. But of course, the devotees who follow him also are impervious in the sense that they don't have the fear of death and whatever, even though they have material bodies that get old and die ultimately. So Narada Muni, by his very position, is free from death. He also has that potency which protects the devotees. So Narada Muni's Shakti is Bhakti Shakti. His special energy is Bhakti, and therefore he's called Shaktivesh Avatar. He is given the power to distribute Bhakti. So those who take shelter of Narada Muni therefore get Bhakti. We see, of course, that he is in our Parampara system also. So Narada Muni is a very special person, and those who follow him therefore also get similar type of blessings, that is, freedom from the fear of death, old age, etc., because of bhakti. We have what is called Narada Pancharatra. So Narada, of course, is famous for this, that is, the deity worship aspect. Apart from that, of course, we see Narada Muni is also famous for simply giving instructions to chant, etc. So not just deity worship, but also chanting and the other processes of devotion. So though he is famous for deity worship in the form of Narada Pancharatra, he's also famous for bhakti in general and for sankirtan, etc. So we always know that Narada Muni is wandering throughout the universe with his veena doing kirtan to the Lord. So he's a famous example of kirtan, process of chanting the holy names, which is also the Yuga Dharma presented by Lord Chaitanya. So he's not limited to deity worship, but all types of bhakti and also to kirtan. So these are the processes which given the shakti of Narada Muni and then given to the devotees. So therefore, those who take shelter of Narada Muni get this special protection of bhakti. How does that work is that the devotee, though he may have a material body which is subject to old age and death, whatever, actually he is not subject in the same way as those who are materialists. So materialists are affected by karmas which put a limit on your lifespan and give you certain sicknesses and old age, etc. This is all done through the principle of karma affecting the body. So the devotees of the Lord, if they practice offenselessly, they destroy all their karmas. So technically, they are not under the influence of old age and death due to karma. So that, of course, is made very clear in the Nectar Devotion by Rupa Goswami, where he says, Parabha and Aparabha karmas are all destroyed by the process of bhakti. Nevertheless, we will see that devotees seem to get old and they also give up their bodies. So why is that? Why can't they just stay in the body forever? So the answer to that is that the Lord does not want them to stay in this body in most cases. Sometimes the same body becomes a spiritual body, as in the case of Narada Muni and others, or Dhruva. But in most cases, no, the material body is not suitable for their pastimes. So therefore, they get a different body, which is spiritual, and it has no limitations of the material body. And therefore, they can experience bliss with Krishna completely, whereas the material world is actually impossible to do that. So in other words, the Lord does a favor to the devotee by giving him a spiritual body at a certain point. And he gives up the material body completely as a limitation upon his service. So that is one reason why the devotee gives up his body. Now, of course, we also see the devotees seem to be getting old and getting sick and whatever. So is that karma or not? So technically, no, that also is not karma. So what is it? It is simply a pattern of karma which is permitted by the Supreme Lord, but it's not real karma. So in other words, those circumstances of the body and conditions of the body are under the influence of the Lord, not under the influence of karma. But they may follow the pattern of karma, just to show that karma is working for all people, for the materialists, that is. So, but actually, the devotees are under the Lord. So therefore, whatever effects they're getting, we simply take as the arrangement of the Lord. It's an appearance of karma, but not real karma. The example is given by Baladeva Jabusan in the Vedanta Sutra. It is like the silk, scorched silk. So you take a piece of silk and you put it next to the fire, but don't burn it. You just get it very close so it gets very, very hot. And then you very carefully take it away. It looks like it is silk and it's still got the threads and everything. But if you touch it, it'll crumble away because it's being scorched. But it doesn't look like it unless you touch it. So it's an appearance of silk, that scorched silk. So in the same way, the karmas are an appearance of karma, but not real karmas. There's an appearance there, but actually, it's simply an arrangement of the Lord. So in that way, the devotee, again, is free of old age and death because it's only an appearance of the Lord. It's not under the influence of the law of karma anymore. And of course, we know that the jiva himself is unaffected. The jiva by nature, even the materialist jivas, do not die, cannot get sick, etc. The only reason they suffer is because they identify with the body which gets sick and dies. That is the problem. So, the devotees have a method of getting free of that identification by the process of bhakti. So therefore, the jiva does not suffer from those impediments of old body or dying body, etc. Because he no longer identifies with the body. Why? Because his ignorance is removed by proper knowledge. Knowledge which arises through the process of bhakti. So in this way he doesn't suffer even though the body is there and the body is given up and the body gets old, etc. So in this way also the devotee is free because he is no longer attached to the material body and all the transformations of that body. So in this way the devotees are free from old age and death. Though it may look like they are subject like everybody else. Definitely. If they're not completely haven't advanced enough and still identify with the material body, yes, they will to some degree. Of course, that would be at the end of their life, I suppose. At the end of their life, they would be affected. So this statement also, we can say, is according to their advancement. Obviously, the Kanishtas, they will still have a lot of material identification, so therefore they get old and they may have some fear. But even then, it'll be less than the materialists, definitely. And if one is at a medium level, then definitely has enough knowledge, even just basic knowledge, to understand that it's not so important anyway, than the material body. So even if he does have to suffer, whatever, he's not attached to it, he becomes indifferent to it. What is that? Oh yeah. Mind, and a mind stops functioning, then it's the Atma that does it. In any case, anyway, when you leave your body, you don't have, and you get out of the material world, you don't have a mind and a body anyway, so your spiritual body functions at that point.
I heard a
In other words, we can pray for those things to help our service to the Lord. But ultimately, it can't be prevented in the material world. Only in the spiritual world.
Quantity of the service that a devotee does, is it in relation to the purity of the quality
or quantity or quality?
Quantity also.
Well, not necessarily. What could do heaps of activities which aren't bhakti but look like bhakti, and then ultimately disappear with a lot of money and steal money. Like, you could do that, you know. Some people may do that. They end up as thieves and they just take a lot of money and run away. That could also be there. So that you could say they did a lot of bhakti, but actually it wasn't bhakti, but it looked like bhakti, the activities. But if they don't have the sincerity, then it wasn't real bhakti. So that's why the quality is also important, not just the quantity.
Prabhupada says, one who doesn't follow these things, he is considered to be Yavana and Vaishya. So even one who has taken to the path of worship, he has taken to the path, but he doesn't follow the city rules and regulations.
Well, no, we can just say he's a Kanishka or whatever, that's all. The one who's referring to the Yavanas and Vaishyas is referring to the people that are actually, they reject the God completely. It doesn't mention here. It can be the time or death or whatever like that.
No.
King of Yavana attacks the body. He's there. He's attacking the body also. It's a little bit unclear because though here in the purport he groups it with Pancharatrikavidhi, I think, there, and chanting alone with the Bhagavatavidhi. But they can kind of overlap, I suppose. They could, you know, as part of chanting, you could do other things also, which could be included in chanting as well. Like Svarnam could be in chanting also, within chanting itself. Maybe the hearing can be within chanting.
Grantarasi Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Thank you.